This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Teachers not being able to afford housing is a growing problem in South Florida. For many of them, it's too expensive to live in the communities where they work. So county governments and school boards are hoping to solve the problem, possibly by building apartments right on school campuses. I recently talked with the leaders of three South Florida teachers' unions about how the proposals have gone over. United Teachers of Dade President Carla Hernandez-Matz, Broward Teachers Union President Anna Fusco, and United Teachers of Monroe President Holly Hummel-Gorman. The conversation here starts with Hummel-Gorman talking about how Hurricane Irma affected housing in the Florida Keys.
Thousands of people lost their homes. We just had people who just couldn't rebuild. They just had to get up and leave. We've lost teachers and students. I served on a committee, and it's in the school board's hands now, but there's a piece of property up at Sugarloaf School that they are considering possibly putting some affordable housing, and that would be for our employees only, should they choose to live there. And
Holly, for those of us who don't know the Keys super well, where is Sugarloaf?
It's about mile marker 19. So 19 miles from Key West.
Okay. Well, Carla and Anna, there's been some talk in Dade and Broward as well about how to address affordable housing concerns. One of the ideas being creating on-campus housing for teachers. I'd love to hear either of your thoughts on that.
You want to go first, Carla, since your district's the one that
sure.
gave that
Sure.
Crazy
so,
idea.
So, I mean, it makes it really hard for us to recruit and retain teachers because they know they cannot afford, you know, to live here and have families here. And so one of the ideas that was recently proffered, which unfortunately they had no conversation with the union to try to see how it was that teachers would react and how we would feel. And now they've seen the backlash of, you know, what teachers feel about that.
What is the backlash?
So, I mean, they've gotten a lot of people that have been responding to this very negatively. I mean, who wants to live where they work? You know, they have made a proposal of having low income housing on the property, on the school site. First of all, it's only 300 units. We have over 20,000 teachers. So this is not fixing anything, right? This is very minimal. And they're going to give priority to teachers, but it doesn't mean that it's only for educators. This is going to be for the community. Our teachers are very discouraged by it because they see it as a way to excuse the fact that we are inadequately paid. Their students and their families are going to be in the same building. So at 7 o'clock at night, does that mean I'm going to get a knock on the door saying, hey, I know you teach right here at the school. I can't figure out how to do this homework assignment. Can you help me with it?
So, Anna, you called that idea crazy. Can you explain why?
Absolutely. Do you want to live here?
Here
in the
studios at WLRN?
Shall we build you something in the parking lot? No. So, I mean, it's ludicrous. I say it's an easy fix. Pay people what they deserve and what they've earned and keep up with the times, which is not much to ask for.
That way they can live where they want to live.
I can't say that I don't respect for people trying. That's at least they tried, but it doesn't mean
what
they're...
Yeah, it sounds like it was well-intentioned, but maybe they didn't expect the reaction that they got?
Well, they should have, because I you know what? I do believe that one of my board members actually made that asinine comment last school year that, you know, let's build some housing around the schools.
And yeah, I think it was floated in Broward first.
Yeah, it was. And what Carla said, they don't ever come to the people that it truly affects. You heard her, 20,000 teachers. We have 15,000 teachers. So you want to build for 300. So who are the 300 that are going to get chosen? Then that's going to be pitting there. They're going to say it's a lottery. Then they're going to say it's their friends. It all turns into a really cluster mess.
That was Carla Hernandez-Matz, Anna Fusco, and Holly Hummel-Gorman, teachers' union presidents from the Dade, Broward, and Monroe school districts. You can listen to more of this conversation Monday on the Sunshine Economy. That's at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. We'll be looking at the state of teachers' unions 50 years after Florida had the first statewide teacher walkout in U.S. history. This is WLRN News, and I'm Jessica Bakeman.